感谢主是带领他们，大家能够平安过一个星期。
Thank God for God's guidance that we can peacefully pass through this week.
安息生日，我们可以继续来敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福。
And on this Sabbath day, we can come here to worship Him. May God bless all of us.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名来跟大家分享，求主是受教者的耳朵和舌头。
And in the name of Jesus Christ, I would like to discuss on the topic, Lord, please grant the ear and tongue of the learned.
我们要根据以赛亚书五十章的信息来跟大家分享我们求主这两件事情。
And this passage is in Isaiah chapter 50.
我们请翻开以赛亚书五十章第四节。
And let's turn to Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4.
第四节说，主神是我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用圆椅扶住疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
Verse 4, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak the word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned.
第五节说，主神开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。
Verse 5, the Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away.
这两节圣经在说，主赐给，他说主赐给我，这个我应该代表着神的仆人，受教者的舌头，让他知道怎么，知道在适当的时候用话语去扶助那疲乏的人。
And in verse 4 it says, The Lord God has given me, or the prophet, the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary.
那这里提到说，表示当时候很多百姓，神的选民呢，他们心里觉得很疲乏困倦的。
And that this is telling us that at the time, the people or the chosen one, their heart was weary.
那他们会疲乏困倦，表示说他们对神已经失去信心。
And the reason why they were weary was because they have lost the faith to God.
因为在以赛亚书，我们一直看到说，神就是我们的力量，是我们的诗歌，他是我们的拯救。
And here we constantly see in the Isaiah that the people said that God is their refuge and their salvation.
我们如果愿意依靠神的，我们一直都会得到力量。
And if we can continue to rely on God, then we will continuously receive power.
因为我们的神是不疲乏、不困倦的神。
Because God is one who will not be weary.
我们的神是独一的天地主宰，他是创造主。
And He is the only God who is the creator of heaven and earth.
他说他不会累的。
And He will not be weary.
在以赛亚书四十章。
And this was recorded in Isaiah chapter 40.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
四十章二十八节，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神主，创造地基的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
Verse 28, Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. There is no searching of his understanding.
这位永在的神，他说他是用他的话语创造天地的独一真神。他不疲乏不困倦。
And this everlasting Father, who's the creator of heaven and earth, he will not be faint or weary.
你不曾听见吗？表示说你没有看过吗？没有听过吗？表示说这件事情很多人在传讲。
And did you not know? Did you not hear? That means people are talking about it.
我们的神他是全能的。
And our God is almighty.
所以当一个人的生命如果跟神连在一起的时候，应该是会得力量。
So if your life is connected to God's, then you will receive His power.
我们得到神的智慧。
Then you will receive His wisdom.
所以当一个人他如果属神的，那神就是所有力量的源头，我们可以从他支取源源不竭的动力，在信仰路上不疲倦不困乏。
So if someone who is connected to God, then if you walk with Him, then you will never be faint nor weary.
但现在事实却是我们常常在信仰上没有觉得没有力，我们觉得很困倦。
But in reality, in our life, we are often faint or weary or powerless.
这倒不是只是在肉体上的。
Not just physically.
因为我们肉体疲乏，因为我们带血肉之躯啊，我们没有睡觉当然就会累，我们没有吃饭当然就会饿，就无力。
And because we carry flesh, if we do not eat or sleep, we will be tired and hungry.
但是一个人真正疲倦困乏，其实不是在肉体上的，有时候往往是心灵的。
But when somebody is truly weary, that usually is in the spirit.
有人身强力壮，人高马大，可是他还是很软弱，什么事情也做不出来。
And sometimes when a person is physically strong, but if his spirit is weary, then they could not do anything.
但是有人可能很娇小啊，很瘦弱，可是却可以很强壮，很刚强。
And others may be physically weak, but they are strong in the spirit.
所以其实真正的疲乏困倦啊，关键点在我们的心里面力量是不是刚强？我们是不是真的能够从神领受？从神来的属灵能力。
So whether a person is truly faint or weary depend on the spiritual strength that we receive from God.
在我们的周遭当中，我们自己的生活里面，我们可能都会体验会有这种经历，我们曾经疲乏困倦过。
In our surrounding and us, we usually experience fainting or weary.
那这个时候，我们就需要从神来的帮助，也需要从弟兄姐妹来的鼓励。
And this is when we need the power of God and also the encouragement of the brothers and sisters.
当时候百姓神的选民他们为什么会觉得他们是会困乏疲倦呢？
And at that time, the chosen ones of God, why do they feel faint or weary?
因为当时候我们如果看五十章第一节，我们发现他们当时候有一个心情。
And in chapter 50, verse 1, we will see a scenario.
五十章第一节说，主神如此说。我休你们的母亲休书在哪里呢？我将你们卖给我哪一个债主呢？你们被卖是因你们的罪孽，你们的母亲被休是因你们的过犯。
Verse 1, thus says the Lord, where is the certificate of your mother's divorce? Whom have I put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? For your iniquity you have sold yourselves, and for your transgressions your mother has been put away.
五十章一开始在这是神这样讲，神说的，他说我休你们的母亲休书在那里，意思就是说他现在用婚姻的关系来比喻神跟他的国度，他的选民的关系。
And God is using the relationship of two people to describe his relationship with himself and the people.
所以他这里说你们的母亲然后这个母亲代表就是当时候的以色列的国西安，那这个母亲生的儿女就是以色列百姓。
And the mother represents the Zion, and the children represents the people.
所以他说，我休你们的母亲休住在哪里？意思是说，当时候百姓他们有一个心情，说神已经不要我们，神已经放弃了他的选民了。
And where's the certificate of your mother's divorce? This is telling us that the people at the time, they have lost faith in God.
因为当时候百姓他们这样说，神忘记了。
And they have been saying that God has forgotten us.
我们看第五四十九章十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 49, verse 14.
四十九章十四节说，西安说，神离弃了我，主忘记了我。
But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me."
所以当时候他们觉得说，好像神已经忘记，神已经不看顾我们了。所以就好像一个妇人被他的丈夫休掉，不管他了。
So they have been saying that their God has forgotten them. God does not want them anymore. It's like a wife being put away by the husband.
但其实神并没有跟西安脱离这个关系，没有给他休书啊。
But God did not disconnect with Zion.
所以没有把他 divorce， 就是说他没有把他离掉了。
And he did not divorce her.
就是说，如果我把你母亲休了，那休书在哪里？没有啊，我并没有，我没有签字啊。
And God said, "Where is the certificate? There isn't one. I did not sign onto it."
然后他说，我神也没有真正放弃了他的这个子民，他的百姓。
And God did not forsaken his people.
所以他说，我将你们卖给我哪一个债主呢？
And which creditor did I sell you to?
比如说，其实神并没有真的说我现在不看顾这群人了。
And God did not say that I no longer want to take care of you.
所以神如果真的是休了这个西安，这个他们的母亲，然后放弃了他的子民了，那他们百姓他们就已经没有希望，就灭亡了。
And if God actually divorced his people, then the people would be destroyed.
其实表面上他们被休被卖，不是说神放弃， 而是第一节这里说是因为百姓的罪孽的缘故。
And the fact that they were divorced or put away is not because God does not want them anymore. It is because of their sins.
就是说好像神他现在任凭他们被欺负在黑暗当中，不是说神不要，而是因为百姓的罪孽已过犯导致的结果。
And God allowed them to be in darkness, not because of, he does not love them anymore, because of the sins they committed against God.
哦，所以第一节的最后一直说，你们被卖是因为你们的罪孽，你们的母亲被休是因为你们的过犯。
And the last phrase in verse 1 says, For your iniquity you have sold yourself, and for your transgression your mother has been put away.
表示说神并没有毁约，神跟百姓跟这个锡安立约，这个婚约并没有废掉。
God did not throw away the contract.
他这个是暂时的，让这些人受苦，让 这些百姓被掳。
And God only allowed them to be taken away temporarily.
但其实最后神他还是要拯救。
But at the end, God will save them again.
所以从以赛亚书40章开始一直到55章、啊、我们就一直看到神不断重复的出现他这个信息，他要安慰他的百姓，他要拯救他的子民。
And from Isaiah chapter 40 to 55, God again and again said, I will save you.
哦，所以他一直在强调神这个救赎的工作是怎么执行出来的，是借着谁来完成的。
And he kept emphasizing how or the plan that he is going to save him and who he will use to save them.
那表示说其实神他很在意，他永远不会忘记属他的百姓。
So we know that God cares and he will not ever forget his people.
那可是人就会误解神。
But God often misunderstand God, people often misunderstand God.
当神沉默不讲话的时候，我们就会认为说啊，神不要我了。
When God is quiet, then we think that God does not want us anymore.
其实我们人跟人之间也很容易这样子、啊、
Because this happens often between us, men and men.
所以我们跟人跟人之间如果一段时间没有接触，有时候比较敏感的人就会说啊，他都没有跟我打电话，或者他都没有给我一个任何的回应、啊、好像说、啊、这个朋友这个关系就已经终止的 不算了。
And sometimes when we don't talk to each other often, then one may think that this person does not want to be our friend anymore.
也就是说我们人之间关系会生疏了。
Then we will grow apart.
那如果有时候有些话或者一些动作一看了就会产生误解、啊、就很多很多负面 的看法会出来。
So sometimes one action or one word will cause misunderstanding.
那同样的有时候我们在跟神的关系的时候，我们如果神都不讲话，神沉默了，那我们就会误会说啊，好像神就放弃我了，我祷告没有效啊，我没有办法感受到神的存在啊。
And in a relationship between us and God, if God does not talk to us, or then we will think that God does not want us anymore.
那这是为什么百姓他们会说神离弃了我了，神忘记了我。
And this is why the people say God has forsaken us or forgotten us.
但其实不是，神没有忘记，神也没有离弃。
But it's not true because God does not forget or forsake.
真正的原因就是我们人的罪。
The true reason is because of our sins.
我们在生活当中所犯的过犯，可能我们没有小心，其实让这个过犯跟罪孽成为我们跟神之间的阻隔。
And this iniquity and transgression that we have done against God make the barrier between us and God.
所以事实是我们人自己远离开神。
And it is because we have grown apart from God.
神永远在那边，他不会动，他不会跑。
God is there, he will not move.
那可是当人的心离开以后，诶，现在神要搭救的时候，神要来关心的时候，诶，就没有人理会，人反而都没有反应了。
And when our heart has departed from God, then when God comes to save us, then we will not have any feeling toward God.
我们看五十章第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 50, verse 2.
他说，我来的时候，为何无人等候呢？我呼唤的时候，为何无人答应呢？我的膀臂岂是缩短不能救赎吗？我岂无拯救之力吗？看啊，我一斥责海就干了，我使江河变为旷野，其中的鱼因无水腥臭干渴而死。
Verse 2, Why, when I came, was there no man? Why, when I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Indeed, with my rebuke, I dried up the sea.I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stink because there is no water and died of thirst.
你看这里在描述这个神其实是充满能力，神他也愿意搭救。
And here described that God is almighty and he is willing to save.
可是人就没办法等候神了。
But it is the man who cannot wait for God.
人走了
，Men have departed.
但是就是等不及神已来的时候，竟然没有人等候神，没有人回应神的这个拯救，他的声音。
They cannot wait any longer. So when God comes, there's no one to answer.
因为人认为说神的膀臂缩短，不能救赎了。
Because the people think that the hand of God has been shortened.
但是神说，我岂没有拯救之力吗？
But God said, "Have I no power to deliver?"
他说：“看啊，我一斥责海就干，就表示说，当初神怎么把红海分开，把约旦河水分开，让百姓出埃及，然后他们能够进迦南地。
”And he said, "Do I not have the power to dry up the seas?" He's reminding them that when they departed Egypt, he departed the Red Sea for them.
哦，所以神可以让江河变旷野
，and he can make the river a wilderness.
反过来，神也可以让旷野。开出道路，在沙漠开出江河。
And vice versa, he could make wilderness into a stream of river.
所以这个就是我们所敬拜的神。
And this is the God we worship.
那这样的一个神，其实有时候我们没办法等候，表示说我们没有办法去听到神的呼唤啊。那我们有时候误解了神。
And sometimes when we cannot hear the voice of God, then we will misunderstand God.
那因此，我们现在要想说，当一个人他如果对神没有感受，这个时候很容易在灵性上就变成很疲乏困倦，就没有力量。
And when somebody has no experience in God, then he will often grow faint and weary.
那原因就出在我们可能在生活上啊有一些过犯，让我们跟神之间有阻隔。
And it is because sometimes in our life we have committed sins that blocks us from God.
那我们这个过犯是怎么来的
？And where are the transgression come from?
并不是说哎神他没有给我们提醒他。我们不知道神的法则。
And it is not because we don't know the statue of God.
有时候是神说了，但是我们没有在听。
It's because sometimes when God speaks, we do not hear.
就是说，我们耳朵没有通，就是好像东西进不进去。
And it's our ears are not clear, so His words cannot go inside.
所以在信仰上，我们会变成跟神有阻隔，其实有很多原因呢。
So in our spiritual life, we will have barrier between us and God. There are several reasons.
大部分的原因都在我们自己我们每个人的身上。
And most of the reasons is us.
我们现在看四十八章。
Let's turn to chapter 48.
以赛亚书四十八章第四节。
Verse 4.
哦，第一节。
Verse 1.
雅各家称为以色列名下的，从犹大水源出来的，当听我言。你们指着神的名起誓，提说以色列的神，却不凭诚实，不凭公义。
Verse 1. Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and have come forth from the wellsprings of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth or in righteousness.
第二节说，他们自称为圣城的人，所倚靠的是名为万军之主以色列的神。
For they call themselves after the holy city and lean on the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name.
这里在提到说这个是自称圣城的人，是雅各家称为以色列名下的，这个、就是神的选民，神所钟爱的百姓。
And O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, they are the chosen ones, they are the people of God.
他们所倚靠的是名为万军之主以色列的神哦。
And they swear by the name of the Lord.
自称是圣城里的人哦
，and they're within the holy temple。
可是他们在提说神的以色列的神的时候，他是没有在诚实里面，也不是在公义当中。
But when they mention God of Israel, they do it not in truth or righteousness。
也就是说，有时候我们是这样宣告，我们也这样子认为，可是我们自己在敬拜神的时候，却不是凭诚实，也不是凭公义的。
And sometimes we proclaim or think the same way, but when we worship, we do not worship in truth or in righteousness.
那凭什么
？But what are we worshiping?
如果不是凭诚实，不是凭公义，就是凭我们自己的看法喽。
But if it's not in truth or righteousness, then it's got to be our own thinking.
我们就凭着我们自己的感受，我们自己今天的感觉如何
？Or our feeling today.
我认为什么对的，我认为什么是错的。
Whatever we think is right, is right. Whatever we think is wrong, is wrong.
但是不是？凭神的公义跟神的真理
，But it's not based on the truth or righteousness of God.
那为什么会这样子
？And why did this happen?
自称为是神敬拜神的，自称是神国里的百姓的人，怎么会有这种表现
？We call ourselves the people of God. We are in the temple of God. Why do we have this? Why does this happen?
第四节说
，In verse 4,
因为我素来知道你是顽梗的，你的颈项是铁的，你的额是铜的。
Verse 4, because I knew that you were obstinate, and your neck was in an iron sinecure, and your brow bronze.
你看我们这个人哦，一般来说都是圣经这里说是弯梗悖逆的。
And most of us have a hardened neck.
我们的颈项都是铁的，就是说不会屈服的，不会弯的了啊。
Our neck was is like an iron sinew because it does not bend.
他说我们的额是铜的。
And our brow is bronze.
铜是会发亮的，对不对
？And it's shiny.
你把它擦一擦，它会很亮啊。
And if you wipe on it, it will be shiny.
但是就是。铜就是硬邦邦的。
And bronze is a hard element.
那表示说，你看我们的颈项，我们的额头像是铜是铁的，表示是顽梗悖逆，他不愿意接受神的信息，他不愿意屈服在神面前。
And when our body is it's hard, then we will not listen to the words of God.
不愿意向神低头。
We're unwilling to bow our head in front of God.
这其实就是真的就是人的本性。
And this is who we are.
你看我们今天最难改变的就是我们自己。
And the person that is hardest to change is us.
你要改变一个人，他的想法最困难。
It's very difficult to change a person's thinking.
所以我们人都很容易的自以为是，我们绝对不会屈服在别人面前。
So we often think that we are always right, and we do not submit to others.
所以很多时候我们没有办法啊，认为说，哎，我不行，所以我需要别人的帮助。
So it's very hard for us to think that we are incapable and we need help.
所以有时候人跟人之间如果有冲突的时候，他说不愿意低头。
And when there's conflict between two people, no one wants to be the loser.
然后我们现在再看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
说你未曾听见，未曾知道，你的耳朵从来未曾开通。我原知道你行事极其诡诈，自从出胎以来，便成为悖逆的。
Verse 8. Surely you did not hear. Surely you did not know. Surely from long ago your ear was not open. For I knew that you would deal very treacherously.And we're called a transgressor from the womb.
这里在讲呢，一个人如果是顽梗悖逆啊，他不屈服的，他最后他的行事一定是诡诈，就是照自己的情欲在行事的了。
And when somebody who cannot bend before God, then at the end he will commit transgressions.
那在这个诡诈当中，当然就是得罪神，当然就是跟神有阻隔。
And they will have barrier between God, and they will offend God.
那所以。这个罪就让这个信仰没有体验，让信仰失去力量。
So sin will cause our spiritual life to lose power and to go without experience.
哦，所以你看，神一再提醒，可是百姓他们就是耳朵没有开通。
And God constantly remind His people, but their ears were not open.
还是一样，行事他们说依靠人，不依靠神。
They rely on people, they never rely on God.
哦，所以。今天一个人的信仰就在这种情况下一定会失去力量的。
And in this kind of situation, a person's spiritual life will lose power.
那这个是从我们的心来看的。
And this starts from our hearts.
那有时候我们在信仰上失去力量啊，有时候是从我们的嘴巴开始的。
And sometimes when we lose our spiritual power, it often starts from our mouth.
因为我们的话语不圣洁。
Because our words were not holy.
有时候我们可能说出一些不应该说的话语。
So we speak something that we should not.
因为我们如果从以撒先知他蒙召传讲神的信息来看这个事情
，From Prophet Isaiah called and he is responsible to tell the people the messages.
以赛亚他做先知，他得到力量服事神的开始是从洁净嘴唇开始的。
And when Isaiah received the power from God, he started from purifying his mouth.
哦，第六章我们都查好过的，他看到神的荣耀以后，哇，他认为说他有祸了。
And when he saw the glory of God, he knew there was woe to him.
因为他说他是嘴唇不洁不干净的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
Because he knows he's the one who does not have pure words, pure mouth, but he lives in among the people with the same unclean mouth.
就是因为这样的一种自觉呢，所以那个天使。撒拉弗就把那个红炭放在他的嘴唇上，跟他说：“你的罪孽赦免了。”
Because of this self-realization, then Seraphim came and put a coal in his mouth.
你现在洁净了。
And now you are purified.
那嘴唇洁净以后，他得力量了。
After he purifies his mouth, he received the strength.
他又听到了神的这个声音说：“哎，我们可以差遣谁呢？谁可以为我们去呢？”
Then he hears the voice from God. Who can we send?
然后以赛亚就说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
And Isaiah said, "Here I am, send me."
然后之后，以赛亚就开始传讲神的信息。
Then after that, Isaiah started preaching the messages of God.
你看他在以赛亚在讲这个信息的时候，多么有力，多么样的这个，他那个信息 有多感动人呢？
And when Isaiah started proclaim the messages of God, it was very powerful.
所以我们就虽然百姓他们没办法了解，但是我们今天在看以赛亚书的时候，我们就看到好多好美的他的传讲神的话语。
Although the people at the time could not understand his messages, but when we read them today, we know how beautiful it is.
所以他的力量从传达神的话语来的。
And his power came from passing on the message of God.
同样的，我们今天如果在使徒传，我们失去力量，往往也是因为我们的嘴唇出问题的。
So it's the same thing. Often when we lose power, it started from our mouth.
就是我们的话语可能造成一种障碍，我们能力从我们的嘴巴当中流失了。
And our words became the barrier between us and God, and we lose the strength.
这是为什么雅各书一直强调说我们要小心勒住舌头。
That's why James kept telling us to keep our tongue.
我们如果能够谨慎我们的话语，我们跟人之间关系可能就比较好，我们跟神关系会更好。
If we can watch what we speak, then our relationship between people will be better, and also the relationship between us and God will be better.
这是为什么当时候你看百姓他们里面他们对神失去信心以后，很多人心里疲乏了，他们困倦，他们觉得神忘记了，他们不觉得说拜神有什么好处了。
And when the people Israelite lose faith in God, they grew faint and weary, and they don't know why they worship God.
好，那现在看回来以赛亚书五十章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 50.
五十章现在第四节。
Verse 4.
主神他要赐给我受教的舌头。
The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned.
要让我知道怎么用言语去扶助疲乏的。
That I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary.
但是在他能够用话语去帮助人之前，他要主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听像受教者一样。
But before he could speak the words of season to those who are weary, he needs to be awakened morning by morning to open his ear to listen.
所以现在这个受教者需要先有一个耳朵被神开通的耳朵，然后接下去。他能够有一个受教者的舌头，他用这个话语去扶助那需要疲乏的人。
So the person who is learned must open his ear first and listen. Then he could learn and use the word to season, to speak in season to him who is weary.
So 那这样我们就看到说，一个疲乏人要重新得到力量，从神来的。安慰跟从其他弟兄姐妹来的扶助是很需要的。
So for a person to overcome his weariness, it's very important to get the source from God and the brothers and sisters' encouragement.
那这里的我当然是指着神的仆人。
And the I here means the servant of God.
那这里也在说明，也是在预言预表主耶稣基督。
And it's also prophesying the coming of Jesus Christ.
因为从第四节开始呢，一直到第十一节呢。他这个就是在以赛亚书里面所称为的仆人之歌的第三首诗歌。
And from verses 4 through 11, this is the third
仆人之歌，就是 the song of sermon. 这个就是在预言主耶稣基督的。
And this is prophesying the coming of Jesus Christ.
但是这个我当时候也指着那个以赛亚先知。
And the I here also represents Isaiah.
这个我也代表今天我们每一个神的仆人。
And the I here represents us, all the servants of God.
好，所以我们现在要能够互相帮助以前，我们要能够去讲出能够安慰人的话语，我们要先有一个被神开通的耳朵。
So before we can help each other or comfort each other, then we must open our ears.
那现在。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵。
He awakens me morning by morning.
所以每一天早晨的时候，神都会提醒我们。
And every morning, God will remind us.
神怎么提醒我们
？How does He remind us?
要在祷告当中提醒我们的心思意念。
And He will remind us through our prayers.
所以清晨的祷告很重要。
So it is very important to have a morning prayer.
我们今天一定要养成一个习惯。
We must have this habit.
一天开始之前一定要祷告，求神开我们的耳朵，能够听到他的信息。
Before the day began, we must kneel down and ask God to open our ears.
让他能够指示我们所当行的路。
So he can direct our ways.
因为只有这样子，我们才能够走在神的旨意里。
Because only through this, we can walk in his will.
我们所做的事情，我们今天所说的话，才能够造就人，也才能够荣耀神。
So whatever we do and say will be edifying to people.
所以我们早上起来的时候，一定 不要很匆忙的去做什么事情，要先跪下来祷告。
So before, right after we wake up in the morning, don't hurry to do our things. We must kneel down first.
要养成一个这样的习惯。
We must have this habit.
不管我们是上学，我们是工作，我们是做任何一件事情。
No matter we go to school or go to work or anything we do.
这个时间不一定要很长。
And it doesn't have to be a long time.
但这一定要成为我们的一个习惯。
But we have to do this.
因为这代表我们是依靠神的人。
I mean, this tells us that we rely on God.
我们也是一个仰望神带领的主耶稣的门徒。
And we seek after the guidance of God.
我们先看诗篇143篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 143.
诗篇143篇。
Psalm 143.
第八节。
Verse 8.
143篇第八节，求你使我清晨得听你慈爱之言，因我倚靠你。求你使我知道当行的路，因为我的心仰望你。
Psalm 143 verse 8, cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I shall walk, for I lift up my soul to you.
第九节说，神啊，求你救我脱离我的仇敌。我往你那里藏身。
Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter.
第十节，求你指教我遵行你的旨意，因你是我的神，你的灵本为善。求你引我到平坦之路。
Verse 10, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness.
十一节说，主啊，求你为你的名将我救活，凭你的公义将我从患难中领出来。
11. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble.
这几节圣经呢，他讲说，他这个一连串的祈求，从求你使我清晨听到你慈爱之言开始。
And from verses 8 to 11, it started by the pleading from the morning.
因为早晨的时候，我们的心比较单纯。
Because in the morning, our hearts are clear.
因为我们即将面对今天的生活。
Because we're preparing ourselves to face this world.
如果在清晨，我们心比较安静的时候，就能够听到神的慈爱之言。
Because in the morning, if our heart is quiet, then we can hear the words of God.
我们若能够知道我们所当行、神所指示当行的路。
And if we can know what God wants us to do.
那这样子，我们在这一天里面，我们所过的，真的神就成为我们的力量，神也成为我们的避难所。
Then throughout the day, we will know what to do, and God will be our shelter.
他说：“主啊，求你救我脱离仇敌，我往那里藏身。”所以，我们知道面对仇敌的时候，我们要投靠谁。
So we can be delivered from our enemies. We will know who to rely on.
我们可以知道要遵行神的旨意，因为神把他的信息让我们了解。
And we will know how to do His will because He gave us the message.
那神会引导我们到平坦之地。
And God will lead us in the land of uprightness.
而且是为了神的名的缘故，神一定要拯救我们。
And it is because for His name's sake that He will save us.
因为我们是称为他名下的人。
Because we are under His name.
也因为我们倚靠他，我们仰望他。
Because we rely on Him.And we seek after him.
神就要成为我们的避难，真的要成为我们的拯救。
Then God will be our salvation, our refuge.
所以主每早晨，他就要提醒我们的耳朵。
So every morning, God will remind our ears.
那我们要不要被神提醒呢
？Do we want to be reminded?
其实我们如果愿意跟神，也在早上的时候，我们要向他陈明我们的心意啊。
So it's like saying in the morning, we are ready to hear His voice.
祷告就是一种双向的。
And prayer is two direction.
从以赛亚书，从诗篇143篇这样看来是，你看神要告诉我们。
And from Psalm 143, God wants to tell us.
以赛亚书我们刚刚看了50章，也是神每天早上要提醒我们的耳朵。
And in Isaiah chapter 50, in the morning, God wants to remind our ears.
这是从神这边下来的。
It comes from God.
那我们人的部分呢
？What about our part?
我们早上愿不愿意向神来陈明我们的心意呢？
And in the morning, are we willing to open our heart toward God?
如果我们愿意陈明心意，神就要垂听。
If so, then God will listen to us.
诗篇第五篇，请看。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 5.
诗篇第五篇。
Psalm chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3.
主啊，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
Verse 3. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord.In the morning, I will direct it to you, and I will look up.
第四节说，因为你不是喜悦恶事的神，恶人不能与你同居。
For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you.
早晨我要向你陈明我的心意。
In the morning, I will hear your voice.
而且我要警醒。
And I will look up.、
哦、然后你早晨你也愿意听我的声音。
And you are willing to listen to me in the morning.
所以这个就是人跟神之间的双向的互动。
And this is the two directions between us and God.
神他提醒我们。
God reminds us.
我们也把我们的心意向神陈明。
And we open our heart toward him.
所以我们有困难我们跟神说。
Whenever we have trouble, we tell God.
那神他要把他的道路指示我们，他告诉我们的原则是什么。
And God will direct us his way and tell us what he requires of us.、
哦、所以今天在早晨的时候，我们这个灵修的工作，我们祷告祈求神的带领非常关键。
So it is very important in the morning we ask for the guidance of God.
因为让我们跟神的关系真的能够建立。
And it will establish our relationship between us and God.
那我们也真的能够有一个耳朵能够听到神的信息。
Then we will open our ears to hear his message.
他特别说，使我能听，像受教者一样。
And awakens my ears to hear as the learned.
但是说我现在如果像受教者，表示一个谦卑的心，神说的我会听。
So if we have a humble heart to listen and to learn,
其实神他知道一切，他看到我们在苦难当中，在过犯当中被缠住，很痛苦。
And God knows that we are in trouble and we are suffering.
神就要提醒我们，要让我们明白他的教训的。
And God will remind us to listen to Him.
神真的是要我们都能够保持圣洁，走在他的路上，跟他很亲近。
God wants all of us to be pure and to walk with Him.
神不会降低他的圣洁标准来迎合我们的现况。
God will not lower His holiness, His standard to fit us.
神他要提升我们的程度，让我们跟他的圣洁有份，跟他能够心意能够合在一起。
And God wants to elevate our holiness to His level so we can be with Him.
哦，所以我们现在看你啊，耶伯记。
Let's look at Job.
看耶伯记36章
，Chapter 36.
耶伯记三十六章
，Job chapter 36，
看第八节
，verse 8。
第八节说：“他们若被锁链捆住，被苦难的绳索缠住。
”verse 8， and if they are bound in fetters, held in cords of affliction。
第九节说
：“9，
他就把他们的作为和过犯指示他们，叫他们知道有骄傲的行动。”
Verse 9, then he tells them their work and their transgressions, that they have acted defiantly.
第十节说，他也开通他们的耳朵，得受教训，吩咐他们离开罪孽，转回。
Verse 10, he also opens their ear to instruction and commands that they turn from iniquity.
十一节，他们若听从侍奉他，就必度日亨通，历年福乐。
11, if they obey and serve him,They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures.
十二节，若不听从呢，就要被刀杀灭，无知无事而死。
But if they do not obey, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge.
在这一段圣经呢，就看到说，今天我们有时候被困住、被缠住、被苦难缠住，是因为我们的过犯，我们本身，他说是什么？因为可能我们心里面。的问题了。
Sometimes when we're bound by affliction and we're suffering, it is because our heart is in trouble.
那神说他要把他们的作为跟过犯指示，说神要提醒我们到底哪里有问题了。
And God will tell them what they're doing wrong.
会让我们去反省我们自己。
And we can reflect on ourselves.
然后他要开通耳朵，让我们可以得受他的教训。
And He will also open our ears to instruction.
然后吩咐他们说要离开罪孽，转回。
And to command that they turn away from iniquity.
也就是说要改变。
They must change.
啊，那这个就是你看神给我们，如果给我们一个受教者的耳朵呢，我们听了，我们就会明白，我们会愿意改变。
So if God gives us the ear that is willing to hear, then we will be willing to change.
因为当我们开通耳朵以后，我们才知道，才真的明白说神到底要什么。
It's only when we open our ears, then we will know what God wants us to do.
神不是要我们奉献给他礼物。
God does not want us to give him gifts.
神不是要我们表面上的这些动作而已啊。
And God does not want superficial things.
神最要的就是我们能够人照着他的旨意行。
What God really wants is for us to follow His will.
但他的旨意一定会向我们显明, 他绝对不会说,
and He will show us His will. He will not do it when we do not know.
哦, 所以今天我们的耳,
if we're humble and willing to learn, then we will be able to do His will.
那这个神的这个原则, 神的这个信息就存在我们的心里,
then the message of God will be in our hearts.
所以我们的心里面, 什么一件事情, 好像我们都有一个一把神的尺在衡量。
Then in our heart, it will be like a ruler measuring.
这个神的话语, 这个成为我们脚前的灯路上的光, 这个叫真理, 来让我们生活有准则,
and God's word will be like a light in front of our feet, then we will know where to go.
哦, 所以我们今天如果律法是, 神的这个命令是写在我们的心板上, 我们随时都会提醒, 我们都会能够, 来改变,
so if we have the command of God in our heart, then in every step we do, we will know what to do.
我们绝对不会变成是无知无事而死, 就是不知道怎么死的,
and we will not do everything blindly, or will we die not knowing why.
在这个神提醒的时候, 祂就会提醒我们在哪里有问题, 我们要改变。
God will remind us where we have gone wrong.
祂要我们能够受教训, 让我们能够得福气的。
So when we are learned, then we will receive the blessing.
所以他说, 如果听从的, 哦, 你就肚子亨通, 历年福乐。
And those who are willing to listen, they will be prosperous.
我们看诗篇 40篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 40.
诗篇 40篇。
Psalm 40.
40篇第六节。
Verse
6. 祭物和礼物你不喜悦, 你已经开通我的耳朵。 燔祭和赎罪祭,
Verse 6, sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offering you did not require.
第八节,
Verse 8,
我的神啊, 我乐意照你的旨意行, 你的律法在我心里。
I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart.
我们今天如果耳朵被神开通以后,
if our ears can be opened,
我们就会知道说神到底要什么了,
then we will know what God required of us.
我们就不会被我们的想法蒙骗了,
then we will not be blind by our own thinking.
因为有时候我们人, 我们的想法跟神的想法不太一样,
and sometimes our thinking is different from God's thinking.
圣经说神的意念高过人的意念,
because God's thinking is higher than ours.
神的道路高过人的道路,
and God's way is higher than our way.
所以我们 耳朵开通以后我们就明白说其实神不喜悦这些礼物祭物的。
So when our ears are open, then we will know that God does not require us to offer sacrifice and offering.
祂愿意我们真的能够从心里面以神为乐。
And He wants us to have delight in Him.
我真的说觉得说我愿意照神的旨意来行, 我觉得这是一种享受。
And when we're willing to do the will of God, and we see it as a delight.
所以第八节才说, 我的神啊, 我乐意照你的旨意行, 你的律法在我心里, 所以我乐意去遵行你, 不是因为说我不得已被迫的, 而是我实在是真的, 哇, 神啊, 有你做我的神, 我觉得我很喜乐。
And when we're delighted to do God's will, we do it happily and willingly, not because we have to.
哦, 所以我们今天耳朵如果开通以后, 我们明白我们就不会违背神, 也不会退后, 我们不会把神,
and when we open our ears, then we will not put God aside and throw Him away.
所以一个受教者通常都是谦卑的, 他会愿意领受从神来的信息。
And those who are willing to learn are usually humble, they're willing to listen.
然后他说, 我们现在耳朵开通之后呢, 他说我听了之后就不违背也不退后哦。
And when our ears are open, then we will not be rebellious or turn away.
因为50章, 以赛亚书50章的第5节这样讲。
And in verse, chapter 50, verse 5.
表示说我们今天如果真的开耳朵通, 得到神的信息之后, 我们不会违背, 就是我们不会修改, 不会把神的话, 按我自己的意思把它改一改。
And when we're open, when our ears are open and willing to learn, then we will not change the words of God.
有时候违背, 就是说他不是完全照着这样做, 他就是, 这个不好, 改一下吧, 修正一下。
And some people, they are rebellious, they don't like the words of God, so they want to change it.
所以, 今天如果是一个谦卑受教的, 祂神说什么就是做什么。
So if somebody is humble and willing to learn, then whatever God says, they will do.
如果做不到, 那表示说我的问题。
And if they cannot do it, then it's our problem.
那我要求神帮助我有力量。
Then we have to ask God to give us the strength.
那所有我乐意照神的指示做，我不会修改，不会违背神的指示。
And we're willing to follow the direction of God. We will not change His word.
哦，而不是说我做不到，所以我要把它这样修改。
And it is not because we cannot accomplish it, so we change the word of God.
那这样子表示我们对神没有信心。
And that tells us that we do not have enough faith in God.
我们对神的给我们的这些指示，他的命令，我们没有办法真的仰望依靠。
And we cannot rely on the words of God.
我们表示说神没有办法帮助我，我才要改变神的话语嘛。
We think that God cannot help us, so we have to change the words of God.
但是一个真正耳朵开通的人，他一定不违背，也不退后。
And if somebody who has their ears open, they will not be rebellious or turn away.
没有退后表示说不会离开说，说啊，神的事情、神的道理这么难，所以我不要了，我走了。
And when they do not turn away, that means they don't think that God's standard is too high, so I'm going to leave.
今天有些人不敢进入教会里面，是因为他觉得没有力量去守道理。
And some people they're not to come to church because they don't think they have the strength to follow the word.
有太多的这个顾虑了。
There are too many restrictions.
万一怎么样，我就没机会了。
And if this happens to me, then I will have no chance.
但是在神里面就没有这个万一。
But in God, there's no such thing.
如果我们真的对我们所敬拜这个独一的创造主有信心。
And if we have faith in this only God.
我没有力量，这是为什么我需要求神帮助我，加给我力量。
And if I do not have the power, then I will ask God to give us the power.
而且，神还每早晨都要提醒我。
And in every morning, God will remind us.
他就要让我们发现我们自己的错误在哪里，我们愿意改变。
And He will show us our mistakes so we can change.
他就要帮助我们走在他路上。
To walk in His way.
有神每一天同在，哪有什么问题？
If God abides with us every day, where is the problem?
有哪一件事情我们是做不到的？
What thing can we not accomplish?
没有
，There's nothing，
因为在神没有难成的事。
Because in God there's nothing is impossible。
所以我们如果真的仰望神、依靠神的
，So if we rely and look up to God，
我们就有力量、有信心。
Then we have power and faith。
神的话我就照着去做。
And we will do according to His words。
这个叫做耳朵真的是开通的。
And this is what is called your ears open。
那耳朵开通之后，接下去他的舌头就跟着改变。
And after your ears are open, then your tongue will change。
所以第四节说。让我知道怎么用言语去扶助疲乏的人。
Lord, let me know how to speak in season to the weary.
In season, 英文他特别提到说，他说就是在这个需要的时候，能够讲出适当的话。
And when in the time of need, you know exactly what to speak.
所以这个因为我们的口、我们的舌是神造的。
Because our mouth and tongue is created by God.
神知道我们应该说什么话。
God knows what we should speak.
所以出埃及记第四章，我们先看出埃及记第四章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 4.
这是当时候神对摩西宣告的。
And this is what God told Moses.
摩西他还说我是笨口拙舌的，我不会讲话。
And Moses said, "My tongue is dumb. I could not speak well."
所以神要叫他去讲，他说不要，你派人别人去吧。
And God told him to go and speak to Pharaoh, but he said, "No, send somebody else."
第四章十节。
Chapter 4, verse 10.
摩西对神说：“主啊，我数日不是能言的人。”就是从你对仆人说话以后也是这样，我本是拙口笨舌的。
Verse 10, then Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow in speech and slow of tongue.
第十一节神对他说，谁造人的口呢？谁使人口哑、耳聋、目明、眼瞎呢？岂不是我主神吗？
11, so the Lord said to him, Who has made man's mouth?Or who makes the mute, the deaf, and seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord?
第十二节
,12.
现在去吧，我必试你口才，只叫你所当说的话。
12. Now therefore, go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach what you should speak, or what you said.
这里神特别说是谁造人口的，是谁给人这些，所有这些耳聋或者是口哑，所有的这些问题是怎么来的啦
？And here, God specifically told him who created the mouth or ears and eyes.
也就是说，神可以让一个人很会说话，也会让一个人都不会讲话，像哑巴一样。
And God can make somebody very eloquent and also somebody who is slow to speak.
但是，当我们愿意听从神，领受他的话语，我们耳朵被开通以后
，And if we're willing to listen to His word with our ears open.
他就要赐我们口才，去指教我们所当说的话了。
And he will give us the eloquency to know what to speak.
那这些适当的话语，就是要去帮助那些疲乏困倦的。
And these words are spoken to the weary.
所以要让我们对适当的人，在适当的时机说出适当的话。
So in the right time, we speak the right things to the right person.
那重点就是要让这些本来没有力的、疲乏的，现在重新得力，而且对神更有信心。
So those weary will stand up and have more faith in God.
所以我们的舌头，我们所讲的话语是要帮助人提升信仰，让每一个人越倚靠神，越知道说我要改变我自己，然后来符合神的要求，走在神的路上。
So our tongue is used to edify other people to stand up and to follow the will of God.
有时候我们人会讲一些安慰的话，是我们人自己的安慰。
And sometimes we speak of comfort from our own words.
因为有时候我们会有怜悯心嘛，哇，这个人这样子好可怜。
Because we have heart of compassion, so we feel bad for somebody.
但是我们有时候看的是表面，人是很可怜，没有错啊。
But superficially, that person may look very pitiful.
但是为什么会导致这么可怜的情况呢
？But what caused him to be so pitiful?
是因为后面的罪啊。
Because of the sin.
那这个罪要怎么解决呢
？How do you get rid of the sin?
改变，我要改变自己，我要追求圣洁，成为神合乎神的标准呢、
啊、？I must change myself to be up to the standard of God.
都是我们有时候看表面。
So sometimes we look at outer surface.
那我们人就讲一些人喜欢听的话语，让人觉得很舒服。
And we speak some comfort words that they like to hear.
那这些话没有帮助。
And these words does not help him.
其实反而会让一个人更堕落。
And sometimes it will make him even more weary.
那这个就不是神赐的舌头。
And this is not the tongue given by God.
真正神给我们的舌头，一定是我们耳朵开通，我们看明神的旨意，我们了解神的信息以后，我们去帮助人提升他的信仰。
And the real tongue given by God is when we open our ears to listen to His will, so we can speak the right thing to the weary.
所以我们要祷告求神保守我们的口。
So we have to pray for God to keep our tongue.
让我们的口能够说出神的话。
So our mouth can speak His word.
就像圣经说，箴言说，那个金苹果放在银网子里面，那么样的美好。
So just like what Proverbs said, the golden apple is put in the golden nest.
哦，就是说，那这个话何时宜，何等美好？就是说，这个话讲得非常的恰当，而且在适当的时机啊，讲出造就人的好话。
So this is saying that in the right time, in the right place, you speak the right things to the person who needs it.
这叫主赐给我们受教者的舌头。
And this is a tongue given to us by God.
所以我们要求主那帮助我们了解他的信息。
So we have to ask God to make us understand His message.
求主开通我们的耳朵，能够听到他对我们所讲的。
So we could open our ears to listen to what He wants us to hear.
用神赐的这些信息去帮助需要帮助的。
And use the message we receive from God to help those who needed help.
那既然我们是要去讲神的话语去帮助人，那我们嘴巴就不能够说一些不好的话了。
And since we're going to speak on behalf of God, then we have to speak things what are right.
所以有时候我们一定要很小心，一些事情不如意，或者觉得我们看的不合我们的心意的时候，我们的嘴巴一定要特别谨慎。
And so we have to be careful when we see things that we don't like. We have to keep our mouth pure.
因为有时候我们会讲出不该说的。
Because sometimes we speak some things that we ought not to.
我们看诗篇141篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 141.
诗篇141篇。
Psalm 141.
第二节。
Verse 2.
141篇第二节说，愿我的祷告如香陈列在你面前。愿我举手祈求如献晚祭。
Psalm 141 verse 2. Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
第三节说，神啊，求你禁止我的口，把守我的嘴。
Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips.
第四节说，求你不要叫我的心偏向邪恶，以致我和作孽人同行恶事，也不叫我吃他们的美食。
For do not incline my heart to any evil things, to practice wicked works with men who works iniquity, and do not let me eat of their delicacies.
这里特别在第三节，他说：“求你要禁止我的口，把守我的嘴。”
In verse 3, again it says, "Set a guard over my mouth, keep watch over the door of my lips."
也就是说，有时候我们的嘴会讲出不该讲的话。
So sometimes our mouth will speak something that we ought not to.
我们的口可能吃的不该吃的食物。
Sometimes we eat something that we're not supposed to.
那这个时候就跟我们 领受从受从神来受教者的舌头，要我们去发挥的功效就有冲突了。
Then this will have conflict with the tongue that we have learned from God.
所以主他一定，他既然让我们明白他的信息，他就要求我们需要用这些话语去帮助那些需要帮助的。
And since God has given us the tongue to know, to the ear to know His message, then we have to speak something that is according to His message.
所以重点就是我们每一个人可以彼此劝勉，能够互相劝慰。
So we have to comfort one another.
让我们都可以互相建立。
Then we can establish one another.
如果今天我们有一个受教者的耳朵跟舌头以后
，So if today we have a ear and tongue of the learned，
你看我们整个教会 会一个什么样的样子呢
？Then what kind of scene do we see in our church？
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter five.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章。
First Thessalonians chapter five，
第十一节
，verse 11。
第十一节说，所以你们应当彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
Chapter 5 verse 11, therefore comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing.
第十四节说，
verse 14,
我们又劝弟兄们，要警戒不守规矩的人，要勉励灰心的人，要扶助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。
14, now you exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly,Comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all.
这里提到说呢，我们就是要彼此劝慰，互相建立。
And here it says we have to comfort each other and uphold one another.
我们勉励灰心的，扶助软弱的。
And we comfort the faint-hearted and uphold the weak.
让众人都可以重新得力，在奔跑信仰的路途上呢，都能够力上加力，越来。越有信心。
So in our journey, in our spiritual life, we'll have a strength upon strength.
我们在读圣经、祷告、聚会的事情上，我们都不会灰心，也不会疲倦。
In our praying life and coming to service and our Bible study time, then we will not be discouraged.
在这个末世，我们生活越来越忙碌的时候，我们特别要彼此劝勉。
And especially in the same time when we're very busy, we have to encourage one another.
我们要知道怎么样让我们的信仰可以提升起来。
We must know how to elevate our spiritual life.
从哪里去领受力量
？And where do we regain the strength?
最后看希伯来书第十章。
Lastly, turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
二十四节又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
24, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works.
第二十五节
，verse 25,
不可以停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
verse 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as is the matter of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
那我们就像这里所提醒我们的，我们。每一个人都彼此相顾，互相来激发爱心，然后劝勉。我们要能够殷勤地参加聚会、读圣经、祷告。
And let us consider one another in order to stir up the love and good works and assemble together often.
在这个末日来临的时候，我们更当如此。
And we need to do this even more in the end days.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May God help us.
那我们都能够从神领受这个受教者的耳朵跟舌头。
Then we can receive the ears and tongue of the learned from God.
那我们教会能够被建立。
Then our church can be established.
我们再来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.